67. Because of what Tony Marcus had said about Darnell Woodson, whom Jesse believed was on his way back to paradise, if not here already, he had told Crow to keep an eye on Molly. When Jesse told Molly about it, realizing what kind of plague she'd wish on Jesse if she found out on her own, there was hardly any pushback at her end of the line. He was talking about money and about revenge, Molls, Jesse said. Not a good combination from my experience. Not anybody's experience, she said. I can't do what I have to do, whatever the hell I'm doing right now, Jesse said, and be worrying about you when you're not at the station. Got it, she said. So you're really not going to fight me on this, he said. I already told you I wouldn't, Molly said. Take the win. She said she was going to spend the rest of her day under the watchful eye of Crow, obsessing a little more about Blair Richmond. And you can go try to catch bad guys, she said. I'd settle for catching a break at this point, Jesse said. She was calling him from home. Crow out front, Jesse said. You know he is. You could invite him in for breakfast, Jesse said. You're aware you keep sending me mixed messages on that guy, she said. Keeps the spark in the relationship. Molly said, yours with me or yours with him? Jesse got a call then from Terry Harvey, asking if there'd been any new developments. I wish, Jesse said. Some new information has come in, but none of it applies to you, at least not yet. I'll pray that you get some help from the spirit world, Harvey said. Send all the spirits you can, Jesse said. He heard the tribal leader laugh. When you say it like that, it sounds like what we used to call firewater, Harvey said. Gabe Weathers, Jesse knew, was into Richie Carr's Land Cruiser over at the impound lot in Marshport. Had been there since 7 in the morning. Gabe said he'd call if he came up with anything useful. Jesse sat at his desk for a long time, studying his case notes on both Neil O'Hara and Ben Gage, sketching out one more timeline that made sense to him. He knew exactly when Neil had died. It was less clear with Ben Gage. Jesse wondered if they died the same night. And if Ben Gage hadn't died that night, where had he gone? What made him run and hide? At least until somebody found him. And if he had things to hide, where had he hidden them? Had Blair met up with him before he was beaten and shot and buried over in Marshport? Jesse felt the sudden need to move now, put himself in motion. Maybe search the houses again, go bother Lawton or Singer or Barone. Crow was watching Molly. He would bet everything in his wallet that they would take a ride over to the hospital to look in on Blair Richmond, because both of them had been over there every day. What would she be able to tell them when she woke up, if she ever did? He would start at Neil's house. He kept being drawn back there, still thinking he'd missed something, that there might be a clue hiding in plain sight, that the walls still might talk to him, or Neil's spirit might talk, now that Terry Harvey had talked about putting the spirit world into play. When he pulled up now in front of the house on Beach Avenue, he saw that Gabe Weathers was waiting for him. Got a question, he said, and an observation. Jesse told him that if it was a hard question, Gabe was frankly wasting his time.